So now we're at the Bank Supreme Sarovar. We just concluded our Ashtashakti Gaon Yatra of Barsana. We visited the eight villages of the Ashtashaktis of Radharani, Radharani's Ashtashaktis. So we thought we'd just read a little bit about the Sakis. You know, there's, in general, just get a general overview of what gopis are all about and what they represent, and then we'll discuss each one of the individual Sakis and a little bit about their villages, whatever we have collected. So this is about the gopis. This is a quotation from Prabhupada. The gopis in Vrindavan, they were not learned scholars nor mystic yogis. They had spontaneous love for the Lord. And thus Krishna became their heart and soul. The gopis also became the heart and soul of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved of the relationship of the gopis with the Lord as supreme. The highest example of pure devotional service is that of the gopis in Vrindavan. They are not interested in understanding Krishna, but only in loving Him. That platform of love is pure devotional service. Prabhupada said in one tape, somehow or other, just connect with Krishna. Just like the gopis, they like Krishna, but they did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They like Krishna because he was a very funny young boy, very beautiful. So these girls were attracted. So girls like a beautiful boy who has a good sense of humor. Seem to have collected a few gopis here in disguise. The gopis, they know Krishna's desires, and they know how to render perfect loving service for Krishna's enjoyment. They perform their service, their loving service, expertly for the satisfaction of their beloved. Jiva Goswami explained, what is the meaning of desireless? Like we say, the gopis were desireless. They had a desire. What is desire? What does it mean to become desireless as a devotee? It doesn't mean to become a Mayavadi or whatever. It doesn't mean to become a Mayavadi or become a Buddhist, Nirvishesh, free from all desire. To be desireless means to only desire to serve Krishna. That desire, because sometimes Prabhupada was asked by the disciples, well, Prabhupada, we're supposed to become free from all desires. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Shunyam means free. Abhilash, anya, from any other desire. But it says any other, it says anya abhilash. Anya abhilash shunyam. Shunyam means devoid, of empty, of other desires. That means other means the other category of desires. This totality of material desires for body, home, country, nation, friendship, love, everything. And flesh love, body love, country love. But there's another category of desires. It doesn't mean to become free from spiritual desires. So there's another category of desires which we're permitted to have, and that's the desires to love and serve Krishna. Jiva Goswami describes in Sandarbhas, and Prabhupada actually quotes here in his purport in second canto. He said, Jiva Goswami says, what does it mean to be desireless? Desireless means bhajaniya parama purusha sukha matra sasukatvam. This means that one should feel happy only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. One should feel happy only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. Such superb feelings were exhibited by the damsels of Brajabhumi, which is probably to say the Brajagopis or the Sakis, the damsels of Brajabhumi. What they exhibited for the happiness of the Lord. The gopis loved the Lord without any return. This is obviously not material. Because in material, it's like, what's in it for me? Jack. Or Jill, or whatever. Joan, or Jane, whoever your name is. Preeti. Sunil. What's in it for me, Ravi? What's in it for me, Bharati? Nothing. Oh, very good proposal. No house, no clothes, no bangles. Achcha. Well, maybe I marry somebody else. So this is They love the Lord without return. This is the perfect example of the Akama spirit. That, of course, Radharani gives a tika, a commentary on the Shikshastakam. She gives her personal commentary on the Shikshastakam in Anti Lila, chapter 20, Chaitanya Charitamrita. First, Radharani speaks a verse, the eighth verse of Shikshastakam. Ashlishiva paratam panashtama madarshana mamatam karotava yatatata vavididanti lampato matpranatasu sevanapara. Then Radharani explains that if Krishna handles me roughly by his embrace, or he makes me broken hearted by not being present before me, still I love him unconditionally. He can make me, he can break me, he can take me, he can leave me, he can elevate me, he can create me, he can destroy me, he can uplift me, he can throw me down, pick me up, praise me, ridicule, he can do anything. And then Radharani gives an explanation in several verses about this verse, which are given in Bengali, spoken by Gauranga, in Gambhir Lila. So speaking in Radharani's mood, then Mahaprabhu speaking, as Radharani speaking, so Radharani says that she explains her desire, her, what is the meaning of desireless, and what she says, if Krishna finds happiness in making me unhappy, then I consider that unhappiness that I experience to be the greatest source of my happiness. In other words, if you find happiness by cracking me in the head, and you really like to hit me on the head with a cricket bat, and that gives you great joy, then I say, keep hitting me on the head. Although my head's cracking, I feel very unhappy, I have a terrible headache. But if that makes you happy, then that is the source of my greatest happiness. My misery, which is somehow giving you happiness, so that becomes the source of my happiness. Inconceivable level. So this is her own explanation. And the gopis have this kind of intensity. The gopis to Braj, or as Prabhupada would say, the damsels of Brajabhumi, they do not care for their own pleasures or pains. All their physical and mental activities are directed toward offering enjoyment to Krishna. They have pure attachment to Krishna to give Krishna pleasure. So these are just some random entries here from this chapter. And there's about Lalita Sakhi, there's something there. And different Sakhis a little bit here and there. So I think what we'll do now, we'll kind of review our tour, and then we'll read a little bit about each one of those Sakhis that we encountered, if that's the right word. We met, we encountered, we saw, we were seen, we prayed to. So the first village we went to was Kamai. Kamai means come on, bring your lust and come here. Kamai, Kamai, Kamai. So Vishakha's birthplace was here, and I have here that on the altar there was Ranga Devi. It says Ranga Devi far left, then Chitra, then Radha, then Krishna, then Radha, then Vishakha, then Sudevi. And then all the gopis are doing some seva. And Sudevi is holding what?
Water.
Huh?
No, water.
Hello?
Water. Puja paraphernalia.
Somebody had a tali in their hands.
That was Vishakha.
Vishakha had a thali in her hands to serve Radharani some Krishna's prasad. And Sudevi had some kind of water pot which she carries, and she was for some puja and bathing of Radharani. And Rangadevi and Chitra had chamar. So Rasa's thali, 1 kilometer away by car, is Karahela. 1 kilometer. It takes an hour, but it's only 1 kilometer. History, 205 years old. Dried up kund called Priya Kund. Well, I guess it rained. There's some water there. Vishakha Snan place. So that place where everybody's passing stool behind the well there when we came out on the right hand side? Priya Kund. We didn't want to go too close, but, you know. Vishakha wanted Rasa dance with Krishna, so Krishna made the Rasa stali. And Vrindavan Raman Bihari. It's called Vishakha Raman Bihari Mandir. So we're going to read a little bit about Vishakha. Her mother's name is Sudakshina. Her father's name is Pavana. Her husband's name is Wahika. Her complexion is like lightning, vidyut. And her cloth, the sari that she wears, a skirt, and then there's some choli-like thing, and then chunari. That's called taravali. cluster of Tara, cluster of stars, Taravali. Avali means Roav, right? Deepavali. Her grove is in the northeast of Radhakund, called Vishakhanandara, that grove which gives bliss of Vishaka. And in that grove in Radhakund, it's meg color, it's rain cloud like, and everything there is of different colors, also dark blue. The service of Vishaka is Vastra Lankara. She arranges for the Yugal Kishore's clothing and ornaments. She, how old is Vishaka? What is her age?
Same age as Radharani.
How old is that? 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. Now we're in the sun, not the shade, huh? It's like this point. It's really tough. It was like me, you have to perform austerities when you go in this thing. When was Vishaka born?
Same as Radharani.
Radhastami ki.
Jai.
Vishakastami ki.
Jai.
And her mood is her mood of love. There's Nayaka, eight major Nayaka bhavs. Nayaka bhavs, the love of a heroine. There's eight different forms and eight different expressions. And she represents it, as you would expect it, she represents the same mood as Radharani. Radharani is Swadina Bratrika. Swadina Bratrika means a heroine or Nayaka who dominates her lover, taming him according to her own whims. Very interesting phrase, taming him, like you get a little tiger and you tame the tiger, put him in a cage and make him jump through a hoop and make him do tricks. So Radharani has this power, and she often displays this power by ordering Krishna to dress her. Her dress becomes disheveled, and she says, "Krishna, you've worshipped Kandarparaj, you've done puja of Kandarparaj, so you should put the deity back in the temple, and put all the vastra, put all the deity's clothing back together, and put all his ornaments back in their proper position," which is an allegorical way of saying, "Listen, we finished our amorous pleasures, and you should redress me as I was before when I left my house to do Surya Puja this morning at 10:48, because it's been about 5 hours I've been out of my house. So my braid is undone, my cudgel has left my eyelids, and now it's taking shelter of your lips, and my lipstick is taking shelter of your eyelids, and my pearls on my necklace have taken shelter of the Brajaraj. So you please restring my pearl necklace and redress me the way I was before." So Krishna says, "Yes, daso smi. Das, das, ano das. Radha bartu. Radha bharti. Bartini. Dasi ano dasi ano dasi." The thing is, so now it's exactly 12 hours since we got up at 3 a.m. this morning. Now it's 3 o'clock. And we had 3 hours rest. We got up at 3. We had 3 hours rest. Now it's 3 o'clock again. And everyone's half awake, like me. So this is her mood. So we have some examples of that also for those that are philosophically inclined. Swadina Bratrika, Nayaka has brought her lover under the control, keeps him always close by herself. She's Swadina Bratrika. Adina Bratrika. Her activities are sporting in the water, dallying in the forest, and picking flowers. An example is given in Ujjvala Nilamani. On Sri Radha's beautiful, plump breasts, Keshi Damana joyfully painted tiny decorative pictures with sandalwood paste. On her ears, Krishna placed two blue lotuses that were fragrant, so fragrant they attracted some black Brahmars. Under her braid, at the end of her braid, Krishna playfully placed a soft lotus flower. In this way, Krishna freely played with Radha for a long time under her dominion. So this Vishaka has the same mood. And so her temperament, every gopi, some are mild, some are a little harsh, some are moderately harsh. So her temperament is called Adhika Madhya, which means moderately exalted. Favorite musical instrument of Vishakha is mridanga. Who plays the mridanga? Vishakha's identity in Gaur Leela. Who is Ramananda Roy on Krishna Leela? Sodamani nichayat charuchi patikam taravali dalita kanti manogache lam shri radike tava charitra gunanam rupam sadganda chandana ratam vishaye vishakam. Whose complexion glows with the luster of a host of lightning flashes. Her cloth is graced with the radiance of cluster of stars. O Sri Radhike, whose characteristics and qualities are similar to your own, who is engaged in serving nice fragrances and sandalwood paste. Now there's a nice mantra to glorify Vishakha, which we could have chanted over there, which I had planned maybe to give all this class on site, but now it's out of sight. So this mantra is from Brihad Gotamiya Tantra. And if someone chants this, they get a special benediction. It says, Mantra Yam Prema Vridhi Da. Mantra Yam Prema Vridhi Da. It will increase the prema of the chanter. And it's a combination of a Saraswati Bijam, which is Ain, Song, Vishakai Swaha. Ain. Aing Song Vishakai Vishakai Swaha Vishakai Swaha Aing Song Vishakai Swaha. I eagerly worship Sri Vishakha, whose bodily luster is more beautiful than a bouquet of champak flowers. Her charming dress is like a cluster of stars, and she's very gentle and good-natured. Adya Madhya. She is very beautiful and nicely decorated, and her seva is to offer cloth and ornaments to Sri Nanda Nandan. Sri Vishakha Sakhi Ki. Vishakhastami Ki. Second village we went to visit was Karhela, Champakalata. There is a temple of Radha and Krishna in Champakalata. There's a painting there, and Radha and Krishna are in asan, sitting on the asan, that painting. Rangadevi is on Radharani's right side. The 12 disciples of Nimbarka are there, and one is named Gumanda Acharya. He meditated on Krishna. Krishna appeared and gave his Mukut Chandrika. He gave him his Mukut Chandrika from his head, and he ordered that Brahmin, Gumandacharya, go to the village of Karhela and pick two Brahmin boys. He gave him two things. He gave him Mukut, Krishna's Mukut, and Radharani's Chandrika. Radharani's is a little thing that goes like this. It's called Chandrika, little part of the crown. Sometimes some girls make them out of flowers, and they make them out of flowers for Krishna or Radha. The Chandrika is always supposed to go, Radharani's Chandrika points towards Krishna. If Krishna has a crown or anything like that, it'll point towards Radha. Gadadhar's Chandrika always points towards Chaitanya. Nityananda's Chandrika always points towards Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada even did a drawing once, and we have that. Prabhupada came to the temple, and he had the Chandrika going the other way. And he called in, Prabhupada made a drawing. He said, this is called Chandrika. We didn't know what it was. He said this, and he drew it, and he said, this is always supposed to go towards Krishna, and he drew it. And he drew on a piece of paper, and he gave it. So that's the Chandrika. So he gave Mukut, Krishna Mukut, and Chandrika. He said, now you go and find two villages. Put the Mukut on one boy, and he becomes Krishna. Put the Chandrika on one boy, he becomes Radharani. Then he began the Ras Mandali. When you do that, when you put the Mukut in Chandrika, I will enter these boys. Then in a dream to his father, when he put the Chandrika and Mukut on the head of two boys, they disappeared. And then his meditation, Gumanda Acharya meditated. Then Krishna reappeared as the boy. Then he trained them from beginning. The boys was Kamal Nayan and Tulsi. So the two boys were Kamal Nayan and Tulsi. They formed the first Rasa Mandali. The Lita Sakhi deity appeared here, and it was taken. Somebody named Vallabhagal took to Unchagam. So this is Champakalata's village, right? Karhela. So we'll read a little bit about Champakalata. Her complexion is, well, you guessed it. Her complexion is like a champak flower. Yellow-white, like a full-blown champak flower. It's actually like a yellow champak, Savarna champak. And her cloth is like a blue jay's feather. They say blue jays, like blue cloth, like a blue bird's feather. Her service is chamara, champak, and Ratnamala Dan, offering jeweled necklaces. She's one day younger than Radha. So how old is Champakalata?
14 days.
Yeah. And she's a Vasaka Saja Nayaka, the heroine or Nayaka who decorates herself and waits for her beloved to arrive. Like Vas, right? Saja means maybe decoration. Saja. And we'll read about that. What does that mean? Vas, these are the eight types of Nayaka Bhav. Radhi, 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 Radhi. Champakalata ki jai. Characteristics of a Vasaka Saja. The Nayaka, expecting her lover to come at his leisure, has nicely decorated her body at her and her residence. She's known as Vasaka Saja. This is how she behaves. She has a strong desire for giving Krishna amorous pleasure. She watches the pathway for her beloved. She looks repeatedly for a messenger to come while she talks with her sakis. A certain saki of Radhika said to another saki, "Look, saki, seeing that her house in the kunj, her kunjagar, with its flower bed was ideal for Rati Krita, and that her own radiant body was so nicely decorated, Radha began to gently smile. As she repeatedly remembered a particular indescribable method of lovemaking she had experienced with Krishna, she became overwhelmed with ecstasy and delirium due to the amorous desire for him." So Vasaka Saja is rather more of a submissive type, Nayaka, who's waiting eagerly to meet the beloved and to satisfy and serve him. Whereas Swadina Bratrika is more commanding type. You dress me, you fix me up. Yes, and then, so here the lover is more dominating, and she's eager to serve him in more humble, submissive way. Her temperament is Mama Bandya, and her favorite instrument is sarangi. Sarangi is like a stringed instrument, sarangi. Sarangi. So who plays sarangi?
Champakalata.
Acha. What is Champakalata's favorite instrument? Sarangi. And her maidservant is Gunamanjari. Gunamanjari is her maidservant. She has some special talents. Oh, did I read, what was the other Saki Vishaka? Did I read her? Oh, I didn't read her special talents. Her father is very scholarly. Vishaka is fully learned in many branches of knowledge. She's a wise counselor and a diplomat in amorous affairs. She's expert at joking and formulates various methods of arranging the divine couple's meetings to facilitate their tasting of different mellows. She's skillful in painting leaves and vines on bodily limbs, plus making various types of crowns with flower garlands. So you should pray to Vishaka to empower you. And she sews colorful embroidery on clothes, and she's the most intelligent and adept of all the messengers. She also supervises the sakis and dasis who produce and take care of clothing, as well as Brindadevi's maidservants who maintain the flowers, vines, and trees of Vrindavan. Basically, the sakis are not sitting around doing astakhaliya smaran. They're really busy in a lot of practical services, isn't it? Now, what is Champak? She's learned it in many different arts, just like her father is. Her qualities resemble Vishaka. She's greatly skilled in dice gambling. The girls of a rival group will never even walk near her. So Chandravali and Vishaka and all those, they're afraid to get anywhere near her. She's skilled, she collects fruits and flowers and roots from the forest. Using only her hands, she's an expert potter. She knows the literature that describes the six flavors of gourmet cooking. She's so good at making different kinds of sweets that her nickname is Mishta Hasta, Sweet Hands. Remember I told you Mishta Hana? The kitchen located in her grove in Radhakund is very famous. She's a skilled messenger. She can carry her out. She can carry out her activities cloaked in absolute secrecy. In other words, she's like expert double agent, or let's say secret agent. She's expert in the art of logical persuasion. It's unusual for a woman. She is a skilled diplomat who can cleverly thwart the gopis of a rival party. The leader of the gopis, she's a leader of the gopis appointed as protectors of the trees, creepers, and bushes of Vrindavan. Sadratna chamara karam vara champakabham cha shakya pakshi ruchira chavicharu chelam savangunam stulalitam dharitim vishakam radheta champakalatam bhavatim prapadye. Who holds a jeweled chamara whisk in hand? Whose skin is yellow like the golden champak? Whose exquisite cloth is like beautiful feathers of a bluebird? Whose qualities can be compared in all ways to Vishakha's? O Radhe, I offer my obeisances to your girlfriend, Champakalata ki jai. Evil. Next, Karela, no, if you prefer. Champakalata actually appeared in Sanket, that's her birthplace, but the deity is here. Rasastali, the kids' first rasa dance is here. Kids? I don't know, children. Yearly Bhadramas Purnima, they hold rasa here. There's a kunda and Anjana Shila. This third place we went to is Anjano, Anjanoka, or Anjanate. This is Induleka's birthplace. And there's a temple there. And there's an Anjana Shila, black rock, and you rub it. And you get fine kajal. Yeah, the Yukteswari. I mean, Rupa Mandri, of course, is under... Lalita Sakhi is the main Yukteswari, a group leader of all the Sakhis. She's like the main one. And the main Mandri is Rupa Mandri. But in any particular Parivars, there's so many Gaudiya Parivars or lines of devotees, they may have different Yukteswaris. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Nityananda Parivar, and he traces his line up to Ananga Mandri, and Lalita Sakhi. Rupa Mandri is like the main one for everybody, but the particular line may have a particular Mandri on the top and a particular Sakhi. For example, Rati Mandri. Rati Mandri is Raghunath Das, six Goswamis, and he is under the Yukteswari of not Lalita, but Vishakha Sakhi. And like we have Rakreshwara Pandit, Gopal Guru, Rakreshwara Pandit. You must have heard Dhyan Chandra Goswami. Yeah. And that line, they trace their line to Tungavidya Sakhi, which Rakeshwara is Tungavidya. So there's different Sakhis can be, they're all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but they're under the line of different Sakhis. Anjano is Induleka. Induleka, her complexion is greenish yellow, Haritala. Like that tilak you see sometimes for sale in the shops in Vrindavan, it's yellowy green tilak. So one devotee who translates books, he says, this is Haritala. You ever see for sale sometimes in the shops, it's already made, like, it's kind of yellowy green, we don't usually buy. That's the color of her complexion. Goldenish, yellow green. And her cloth is Dadima Kusama, like pomegranate flowers, light scarlet. This Induleka, sometimes it's described as she wears white, like moonbeams in other shastras. And her grove is there. Her service is Amritashan, preparing nectar foods. Some say dancing. She is 3 days younger than Radha. Who's 3 days younger than Radha?
Induleka.
Oh. How old is Induleka?
14 years.
12 days. And her favorite instrument is manjira, finger cymbals. These kind of things, you know? Who plays the finger cymbals?
Induleka.
Oh, it even tells her favorite raga. Her raga is Vihag. Oh, the other one has two? Oh, it has her favorite raga too. Vishaka's favorite raga is Rag Saranga. That's pretty cool. Champaklata's favorite raga is... not mentioned. The instrument is sarangi, but not her favorite rag. Whose favorite instrument is sarangi? Champakalata. The maid servant of Induleka is Rati Manjari. So Rati Manjari is her Yukteswari is always told as Vishaka. But this may be another Rati Manjari also. There's Rati, many Rati Manjaris, because Raghunatha Das Goswami is called Tulsi, Tulsi Manjari, and Banumati, Banumati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari. But usually he's called Tulsi Manjari, and this is Rati Manjari, maybe some other like that. Special talents of Induleka. So what is Induleka famous for? Singing. She is famous for her singing ability. She's very expert in the science of charming snakes with mantras. She's expert in stringing necklaces and other kinds of beadwork, painting pictures, and the art of painting teeth. So she's expert at painting teeth. Gemology and loom weaving. She's skilled in writing auspicious mantras on small papers that are placed as talismans worn by the divine couple in their arms to increase their mutual attraction. So Radha and Krishna are not wearing the string of kavachas. She's making kavachas. Induleka is making kavachas. She writes mantras, secret mantras in Sanskrit, rolls them up, puts them on a little tarbij. They call it tarbij, that little canister, silver tarbij. She puts on a little tabij, little canister, and Radharani puts one around her arm. It's not a vibhuti. It's not for astrology to counteract Rahu, Kahu. To increase their mutual attraction. Now that's the kind of thing to wear on your arm. I want to wear something around my arm that will increase my attraction to Krishna. So what do we put something around our neck to increase our attraction to Krishna?
Kanti Mala.
Kanti Mala. Radha Kanti. Right? Tapta Kanti, Radha Kanti. Then she's the leader of the maid servants who regularly carry messages, learn secrets, make ornaments, fashion clothing, and keep the treasury. Acha. Induleka has all the money. Nit Rityot Savam hi Haritala Samujvat Ujvalabham Saddadimi Kusuma Kanti Manogya Chelam. Vande Moda Ruchira Ruchivanir Jita Chandra Rekam Shri Radhike Tavasakim Aham Indulekam. Whose presence invokes a festival of dancing, whose brilliant aura is like green grass, whose cloth beams a fascinating aura like light scarlet pomegranate flowers, whose smiling face outshines the beams of the moon. O Shri Radhike, I happily bow before your girlfriend, Induleka Sakhi Ki. Anjano Gaon Ki. From the Garuda Purana, this mantra will give you the gift of love for the lotus feet of Champakalata. Primado Vasuvarnaka. Primado Vasuvarnaka. Champakalata Primado Vasuvarnaka. Champakalata Ye Swaha. Champakalatai swaha.
Champakalatai swaha.
Champakalatai swaha.
Champakalatai swaha.
Champakalatai swaha. Now Induleka. Let's see about Induleka. Her kind of Nayaka Bhava is Proshita Bhatrika. A Nayaka whose lover has gone to a distant place is called Proshita Bhatrika. Her behavior is marked by praising her beloved, humility, weakness, thinness, sleeplessness, melancholy, instability, stupor, and anxiety. So she's in bad shape. Her lover has gone to a distant place, so she's exhibiting this particular type of bhav, Nayaka bhav. Her mantra comes from Ishan Samhita. I'm Induleka'i swaha. Induleka'i
swaha.
Ain. Induleka'i
swaha.
It doesn't give any particular fall for that mantra. It just says that this is her mantra, and it's good to chant that mantra. Because by chanting that mantra, Radharani will become pleased. And attract. We have a couple more. Now, after Anjana, that's the third. He went to Chiksoli, Champakalata on the far left. Then Krishna, then Radha, then Chitra. So this is Chitra Sakhi's place, Chiksoli. So what is the name of the village for Chitrasakhi?
Achha.
So her complexion is like saffron. And her cloth is crystal-like. She's 26 days younger than Radha. And what's her favorite instrument? Is a veena, but something like a sitar-like veena. There's different types of veena. Kachapi veena, and Kachapi veena is something like a kachua. It's a very small and flat type of veena. It has a round body like a kachua. And then the sitar veena, it's like the big, you know, the veena you often see, the traditional veena has a big bowl, big squash or something like that, dried squash is like that. You know, on two of them, I think, on both sides. There's one here. And that's the traditional type of veena you see. But there's a kachapi veena that some sakis play. It's like a mini veena. It's a smaller and has a kind of a round. The body is kind of flattish and roundish, like kachapi, like a turtle, shape. You know? And it's like, you know, for traveling sankirtan or whatever. Play in the van or something. And her maid servant is Rasamundri. Her favorite tune is Rag Sankata. And she's very learned in astrological sciences. Chitra is very learned in astrology. She has a special way of knowing the secret ways of speaking. She's a scholar, and she knows, you know, what she can figure out what people are saying. She's a scholar of many different foreign languages, Russian, Spanish, Portuguese, English, and Hindi. She can identify the ingredients of cooked food preparations merely by seeing them. She can identify the ingredients of cooked preparations merely by seeing them. She can even tell by seeing honey which type of bee collected it. She can even tell by seeing honey. So when somebody brings me some Russian honey, I say, oh, this was brought by a Russian bee. You know, a Moscow striped motorcar. This is from a St. Petersburg black motorcar. You know, whatever. And she can, and also from which type of animal milk has come. This is goat's milk, buffalo milk, cow's milk. She's skilled in crafting utensils from glass. You know, they have those blowing glass, you know, they make them. Corningware. She's fully versed in scriptures of botany, means plants, animal husbandry. We could use her in a goshala. And snake charming mantras. And she has siddhahasta, not missed, siddhahasta, perfect hand. She has siddhahasta in cooking palatable foodstuffs and preparing nectar drinks. I mean, Champakalata is mistahana. She has a sweet hand, but Chitra's, she's a siddha baba. She has siddhi in cooking. Can you imagine? I mean, that's what every Punjabi household should worship Chitrasakhi. She's a perfect hand. She's expert in cooking palatable foodstuffs and preparing nectar drinks. She's a leader of the dasis who collect medicinal and other herbs from the forest. I mean, these girls are expert. And they say they don't know anything. Oh, we're simple village girls. We don't know anything. We only know Krishna. We don't have any knowledge like you do, Uddhav. You know so much, we can just cry and our tears wash away all your gyan. Our tears are full of unlimited Mahabhav. And you're witnessing our Mahabhav and our ecstatic madness and prema of Divyonmad Mahabhav. And it's washed away all your gyan. But we don't really know anything. We just know husbandry and botany and, you know, everyone knows 20 different subjects. The little gopis, you think they just know choot, 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 boom, 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 bop, you know. They only know how to pull udders and make cow dung patties. But they're really learned. There's guys in college, all they have is 1 degree in botany. They think they're big time. I have BCom. I have a degree in law. Well, the gopis have a degree in botany. Look, check this out. This is one little village girl. She's just a little village girl. She doesn't know anything. She's a scholar of many different foreign languages. Persian, Urdu, Sanskrit, foreign languages. Braj Bhash is, well, that's her native language. She knows the secrets of speaking. She can identify the ingredients of food just by seeing them. She can tell which kind of bee collected some kind of honey. She's expert in making glass utensils, crafting them. She's fully versed in scriptures. She has a PhD in botany, animal husbandry, and snake charming. And she has siddhahasta, perfect cooking hand. And she's a leader in medicinal herbs and medicinal and other herbs in the forest. And she's a simple gopi, just a simple cowherd damsel of Brajabhumi. Cowered down to the Brajabhumi ki.
Yeah.
So Prabhupada said devotees should be expert in everything because he's absorbed in Gopi Bhava and gopis were expert at everything. Music, singing, cooking, everything. Kashmira kanti kamaniya kalevarabham snu snigda kacha nichaya prabacharu chelam shirari ketava manorata vastradhane chitram vichitraradiyam sarayam prapadye. Whose body glows with the attractive effulgence of saffron? Whose lovely cloth is glossy like a host of radiant crystals? O Sri Radhike, who offers you clothes exactly according to your own desires? Whose heart is full of wonderfully variegated moods of love, overflowing with compassion? I bow down to your Sakhi named Chitra. Chitra Sakhi Ki. Chitraligana Ki. Haribo. Now, are you ready? This is from Skanda Puran. There's a mantra for Chitra Sakhi from Skanda Puran. Shring.
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 Chitrayi,
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 Swaha,
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 Shring Chitrayi Swaha,
Shring Chitrayi Swaha,
By chanting this mantra, you'll become very dear to Chitra Sakhi. I always remember Sri Chitra has many wonderful qualities. She has saffron complexion and a beautiful smiling face. She wears a crystal-colored dress and serves Sri Krishna by bringing cloves and garlands for him. What to speak of animal husbandry, botany, etc. Now the next village we went to is Tavaro. This is the village of Tungavidya Sakhi. There's Rangadevi on the far left and Krishna, Radha, and Tugavindya. Radharani comes here with the eight sakis and plays in the courtyard. We've neglected to look for that rock. Her eyes are looking, there's the mountain next to the temple in the black rock. Krishna sat and saw the gopis and Baba Vishta, she was missing and Krishna and crying, and we told that Leela. So this is Tungavidya Sakhi. Tungavidya is very... Tunga means what? Expert or learned or something?
Learned.
I think it means learned and so much. Vidya means knowledge, but Tunga means... I think Tunga means very deeply learned or very strong. Tungavidya. I saw some translation of it. So now we're in Dobaro. Tungavidya is birthplace. And we heard that she's 15 days older than Radharani. Her complexion is Pandu. Of her cloth is pandu, yellowish white. Her complexion is chandra chandana kunkum, like red cosmetic powder tinged with white camphor. Chandra chandana kunkum. It sounds like white chandan. There's such a thing else called white and red chandan. White chandan, which is mixed with a little pinkish red. So it's kind of chandani and kind of pink. It's translated as red cosmetic powder tinged with white camphor. Her cloth is yellowish white. Generally, we see her yellow type. And she's expert. She does a service of singing and dancing. Nritya Gita. Nritya Gita, Tungavidya. And she's depicted here playing Veena. And true enough, her favorite instrument is the Veena. Whose instrument is the Veena?
Tungavidya.
What instrument does Tungavidya play?
Veena.
All right. Who's 15 days older than Radha?
Tungavidya.
That's right. She's born on Bhadra Shukla Tritya. They're all born basically in Bhadra Mas. Radharani, Krishna, all the Ashtasakis, I think everyone. She's a Vipra Labda. This is a heroine who is very disappointed when her beloved does not appear for a scheduled meeting, which is means she got stood up. And her maidservant is Lavanga Mundri. She's extremely scholarly. She's thoroughly learned in 18 different branches of knowledge. But she told Uddhava, we don't know anything. We're simple village girls. We don't know. We just we left everything for this little boy. We love him like anything. We don't know anything who he is or why he is. We just love him. Where you're a big, you study with Brihaspati. You went to the heavenly planets, Uddhava, and you were personally trained by Brihaspati, not by one of his students in his parampara. Personally, he trained you, and you know so much, and you're so learned in everything, and you're Krishna's advisor. You're advisor to the king of Dwarka. You're advisor to the king! And we're simply village girls, milking cows, running in the village, running in the forest all day. We don't even have shoes. We don't know how to tie shoes. We don't know how to tie shoes. We only know the 18 branches of knowledge. Tunga Vidya seems like a reservoir of wisdom. There is no topic that she's not in full knowledge of. She is an acharya of all sciences, beginning with Rasa Shastra, Niti Shastra, Natya Shastra, Gandharva Vidya, and she supervises all the dasis who perform music on the singing stage, instrumental stage, rasa dance stage, and so on. She is very trusted by Krishna. She is expert in a singing style known as Marga Geet, and she is expert in playing the veena, which is a very difficult instrument. She is a leader of the maidservants who are expert in arranging political alliances with rivals. Achcha. There's politics up there too. Transcendental politics in the spiritual world. Maybe they're all gopis. Plus, Tungavidya is involved with music, especially the dancers and mridanga players, and all those who fetch water from various sources in Vrindavan. So she's into water collection program. Amazing personality. Expert in Niti Shastra, Natya Shastra, Rasa Shastra, Gandharva Vidya. She's really an expert in music, mostly music, dancing, singing, all these things. Such Chandra Chandanmano. Such Chandra Chandana Manohara Kunkumabam Pandu Chavi Pachura Kantila Saddukulam Savacha Kovitatiya Mahitam Samagyam Radhi Bhaje Priyam Sakim Tavatunga Vidyam. Whose complexion is alluring like red kunkum powder tinted with divine white camphor, whose silken cloth glows with the profuse rays of pure yellow whiteness, who is honored everywhere for her great and vastly learned wisdom. O Radhe, I worship your beloved girlfriend, Tungavidya Sakhi Ki, Dubharo Gauna Ki. Now we go on to Rakhauli. Rakhauli is a village of Rangadevi, or twins. Rangadevi Sakhi Ki, Rakhauli Grama Ki, Varsanadava Ki. So she's Utkantita Nayaka. The heroine who repeatedly glances down the path and so on while anxiously waiting for her beloved to arrive. In Rangadevi's village is Rakhauli. And she's Utkantita. And her maidservant is Kasturi Manjari. Her special talents is she's identical to her twin Sudevi. She's very devoted to religious duties and rituals. Her qualities are like Champak. She's notion of enchanting feminine gestures, poses, and glances. Very eager to joke with Radha in the presence of Krishna. Expert in the six activities of diplomacy. She's a wise logician, and by previous austerity, she earned a mantra which can attract Krishna. Oh, we also have a mantra by which we can attract Krishna. What's that mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, and Radha also. She's a leader of the maidservants who prepare and administer cosmetics, perfumes, and sunscreen. Cosmetics, perfumes, and incense. As well as she starts fires in the winter and waves fans in the summer. And that's a good idea. What does Utkantita mean? Utkanta. What does Kanta mean? Kanti. What does Kanti? What does Uttam mean? Uttam. Uttam, highest. Right? Tamagun? Uttam? Uttamgun? Tamagun Uttama. Uttama means beyond Tama. Uttama means beyond Tama. It means, like we have Uttamadikar. It means highest, topmost, Uttam. Purushottam, right? Purusha Uttam. Purushottam becomes, U becomes O. Purushottam. Uttam. Means extended neck. Neck is like this. When you're waiting for somebody, you don't go, oh, I wish, oh, is he coming? Is he coming? Is he coming? Is he coming? Right? Where is he? Where's my kid? Do you see my kid? Where's my husband? Right? Utkanta. But utkantita bhav means intense eagerness, yearning, intense eagerness. That's basic. The word means that. And the bhav is the same. So it says here that these are, when a nayaka heroine has waited for a long time, but her lover has still not arrived, she begins to feel very anxious and eager. This bhava is called viraha utkantita. Viraha utkantita. She's eager in separation. She's very feeling intense pangs of separation. She's very eager to meet the beloved. And what is the behavior when she's like in this mood? She has a burning heart, trembling, anxiety that he may not come. Sorrow, weeping, talking about her lamentable condition, etc. Sri Chandravali said to her sidekick, Shaibya Sakhi, O Sakhi, has Krishna become ensnared by the ropes of Radha's sidelong glance today? Or has he begun battle with a fierce army of demons? Alas, the moon has arisen and half the night is already over. O Vidumukhi, moon-faced Sakhi Shaibya, still Krishna does not remember me. What could be the reason? The reason is only two syllables, my dear Chandravali. Ra-da. Those two syllables make Krishna forget everything and everyone. Sat padma ke shramano harakanti deham prodyaj java kusuma diditi charu chelam prayena chapakalatari gunam sushilam radhe bhaje priyasakim tavaranga devim. Whose captivating divine aura is like light yellowish red lotus pollen, whose elegant cloth is brilliant like red java blossoms, whose qualities are mostly like those of Champakalata. She wears like red java flower cloth, very bright red. Her qualities are mostly like those of Champakalata. She's so cultured. O Radhe, I worship your dear girlfriend, Rangadevi. So her mantra comes from the Kishori Tantra, which sounds like a nice book, Kishori Tantra. It's a combination of different bijams. And this mantra, if one chants this mantra to glorify Sri Rangadevi, whose village is Rakholi, what Sakhi's from the village of Rakholi? Sri Rangadevi. Where's Sri Rangadevi from? So this is the mantra. By chanting this mantra, you will get the gift of Rag Bhakti. Haribo, Shring, Rang, Rangadevyai, Rangadevyai, Swaha, Shringrang, Rangadevyai, Swaha, Shringrang, Rangadevyai, Swaha, Shringrang, Rangadevyai, Swaha. I worship Sri Rangadevi, whose bodily complexion is like the color of a lotus stamen, yellowish red. Her dress is like a red java flower. Her seva is to offer chandan to Sri Krishna, and she loves to dance in the Ras Lila. We saw some of her followers were dancing during the kirtan with the most artistic Gandharva-like precision. Now, the next village we went to is Rangadevi, yes? Rangadevi's temperament is Vamya Madhya, moderately contrary. And her, I don't see it here. I have another book I didn't have here. I don't have it here. It doesn't say mood, doesn't say her instrument here. I have another book. It's in my Appreciating Navadvip book. If you want to see Appreciating Navadvip, down the list all the sakis with their instruments. It doesn't say about her instrument. Rangadevi. Seems she's more like into other things, cosmetics and perfumes and incense. And she's depicted carrying some things or whatever. And Tungavidya, of course, was, you know, the ones they're known for these instruments, because these are all these descriptions come from Radha Krishna Ganesh Deepika. They're just set up in a systematic way here. Rupa Goswami's Radha Krishna Ganesh Deepika says all these things. So if it's not mentioned there, when some other scriptures it's mentioned, I have it all listed, all the sukkis and their instruments, and appreciate them out of detail. Can't recall just now. And then, of course, these, they have different, in Indu Lekas, Ramananda, Vasu Ramananda and Gaur Leela, Champagalata, Shivananda Sain and Gaur Leela. Shivananda Sain. Chitra Devi is Govinda Nandan, we're not so familiar, or Vanimali, Govinda Nanda, Acharya, and or Vanamali Kaviraj, Ramananda Rais Vishaka, we know that, Lalita, of course, is Sur Damodar. And then Champak, we said, Shivananda Sain. Tungavidya is Rakreshwara Pandit. Rangadevi, we're on Rangadevi now, we don't know the instrument. And we sang the, everything about her. Govinda Nandana Ghosh, some say Gadadhara Bhatta. Now, I guess, the last Sakhi. There's Lalita Sakhi and Sudevi. Okay, Sudevi. So Sudevi is what village? Sunhara. She is, her complexion is like a lotus filament, light yellowish red. She wears a red dress like hibiscus flower. Java flower is like hibiscus flower. Hibiscus is like, you know, it's like a little shrub, basically. Java flower is actually a big tree, so it's a little confusing. Anyway, it's bright red. They both wear bright red, both sisters, Rangadevi and Sudevi. Her service is Jal Seva, serving water. That's why she's holding a pot sometimes here and there. Her bhava is Kalahantarita. Kalahantarita. The heroine who suffers after sending her beloved away during a quarrel. She gets in a fight and then she sends him away and then she says, excuse me, can you come back? I wish I didn't send him away. That was a big mistake. Our favorite maidservant is Manjulali Mantri. There's no instruments here. She looks much like her twin sister Rangadevi. They're frequently mistaken for each other. She's a very swift runner. She usually remains by Radha's side and ties her Radha's braids, paints Radharani's eyes, and massages her body. She's expert in training male and female parrots to talk and do tricks. She's skilled in handling boats, training roosters to do tricks. She learned it in the scriptures of foretelling omens. She has vast knowledge of bird calls. She knows which lotuses bloom in the moonlight. She knows how to start and maintain nice fires. So she's the original firebug. She's dexterous in a massaging with precious oils. She's the leader of the maidservants who fashion spittoons. For spittoons means a little lota that you spit like Pundarik Vidyaniti on the side of his bed. Instead of spitting in the corner of a wall like a typical Indian, no? Like in a government building or the bus station. See all this red blood going down the corner of the wall? You think somebody got killed, but it was just, you know. She's the leader of the maidservants who fashion spittoons and make bells and couches and sitting places. She coordinates an entire network of clever spies who move among the rival gopis in various disguises in order to learn secrets. Wow. She also commands Vandevi's forest goddesses who are in charge of various birds. Pratatashuda kanaka chavicharu deham Prodyat pravala nichya prabhucharu chelam Sarvana jivana gunojvala bhakti daksham Sri Radhiketa vasakim kaliyesu devim. Whose body glows with the studying effulgence of pure molten gold? Whose beautiful cloth radiates the brilliance of multitudes of coral? Who is expert in performing splendorous devotional service with all her life and soul? O Sri Radhike, I meditate on your intimate girlfriend, Sudevi. Sava Sakhi, Kali Sudevi. Sudevi Sakhi Ki.
Jai.
So let's find out, what exactly is this Kalahantarita Bhav? Does anyone really know? No. Kalahantarita Nayaka Bhav is the Nayaka who, in the presence of her Sakhis, because she's kind of like showing off, she's with all her girlfriends and her lover comes and and the lover is fallen at her feet. Krishna comes and falls at Sudevi's feet, says, I'm sorry I ran with these rivals, this and that. She rejects a lover. He falls at her feet and she kicks him. Get out from here. Doesn't even say anything, just kicks him. She's known as Kalahantarita. Afterwards, she regrets her behavior and experiences delirium, fever caused by grief, fatigue, long and deep breathing, and resignation, whatever that is. In other words, she's in bad shape. Now we will hear from Rudra Yamala. This is the Sri Sudevi Mantra Ki. Yeah. Sudevi Mantra bestows the gift of Prema Bhakti. So this mantra will bestow Prema Bhakti. Aing.
Aing.
Song.
Song.
Shring.
Shring.
Sudevye.
Sudevye.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Aing.
Aing.
Song.
Song.
Shring.
Shring.
Sudevye.
Sudevye.
Swaha. Aing.
Song.
Shring. Sudevi. Swaha. I worship Sudevi Sakhi, whose beautiful body is the color of a lotus stamen. The center of a lotus, yellow gold. She's very gentle, wears a red dress, and is adorned with a beautiful bright smile. She's nicely decorated with fine jewelry, and her seva is to bring water to Sri Krishna. Sudevi Sakhi Ki Jai. And her village is? Sunera Gaon Ki. Sunhera Gaon Ki Jai. Lita Sakhi Ki Jai. Uncha Gaon Ki Jai. And everyone saw Uncha Gaon and the Uncha Gaon Sheila with Krishna on the far left and then Lalita. Then Radha. And her complexion is yellow, like Gorochan. Yellow pigment, which is secreted in an organ of a cow, and they collect it after they die, and they use it for some decorating. Her cloth is like peacock feathers, shiki picha, all beautiful blue and green, like eye designs. Her service is serving tambul, batika, betel nuts. In the Kunja Lila, she is 27 days older than Radha. Her birthday is Shravan Shukla Ekadasi. That's 3 days after Radha. Her bhava is kandita, or jealous heroine who chastises her beloved. This pure mode is never manifest in relation to herself, only when there's a delay in the meeting of the divine couple. Her temperament is bhama prakar. You can read about that. Her favorite instrument is veena, and her favorite tune is bhairav kalingada rag. Her maidservant, her chief assistant, is Rupa Mandri, because each of the Ashtamandris are under a particular sakhi, like the Guna Mandri and like that we read. So Rupa Mandri is under Lita. And her special talent, she's the leader of all Radha Sakhis, magnanimous, the instigator of most of the pastimes, always displays contrariness or opposite mood to Krishna's suggestions. She frequently becomes very angry and speaks outrageously insolent retorts. Brilliant in composing and understanding riddles, she's unparalleled in fashioning things with flowers, including canopies, chatra, dancing arenas, ras mandalis, umbrellas, awnings means like a canopy, a big canopy, and then a chatri means umbrella. Couches, bowers, expert in performing magic tricks and juggling. Hmm. That's interesting. Gorochana ruchi manohara kanti deham mayura pucha tulita chavicharu chelam radhe tava priyasakim chagurum sakinam tambula bhakti lalitam lalitam namami tambula bhakti lalitam lalitam namami. Whose enchanting complexion is just like yellow Gorochana pigment? Whose lovely dress is the aura of peacock tail feathers? O Radhe, who is your dear girlfriend and the guru of all the gopis? Who is so graceful in her devoted service of betel nuts? I bow down to Lalita. Lalita Sakhi Ki Jai. So I'll read a little bit about Lalita Sakhi. And then this is her kandita bhav. When the time for the prearranged meeting has passed and the Nayaka arrives the morning after bearing love marks from another girl, the Nayaka's condition at that time is called kandita. Her behavior is marked by anger, long deep breathing and refusing to speak. One morning, after spending the night with a certain Braja Gopi, Krishna was seen by Shyamala. Shyamala saw that Krishna's head was purplish color from the crimson lac from a gopi's feet, which he held on his forehead. The impressions of her earrings marked his shoulders, which means she was sleeping on his chest. The bright kunkum from her breast covered his chest. His garland was crushed, and his eyes were half closed, rolling in intoxication. Seeing Krishna in this way, Shyamala became very angry in her mind, although externally she maintained a pleasant face and said nothing, which is characteristic of most women. Oh, how are you? It's nice to see you. I hate your guts. I hate your guts. I want to kill you, but it's nice to see you. And she's Bama Prakar. Prakar means whose speech is very bold, sometimes impudent, and whose statements no one can refute. It's called Prakara. And then she's called Bama Prakar, a Nayaka, a heroine who always maintains her pride and becomes angry when her Nayak neglects her, is called Vama. Her resolve can't be broken by the Nayaka, and at times like this she is very hard on him. In this Jute group, Lalita and others are celebrated as being Bama Prakar. Here's an example. One day, bringing fresh ghee for a yagya, Radha and her sakis went to a place called Dan Gati, or Gata, where Krishna pretended to be a tax collector, Dan Bihari. As Radha was talking with Lalita, Krishna began touching her. Then Lalita proudly stepped up and stopped him, saying, "Each of these beautiful Braja Gopis is worth more than 84 lakhs. Good. Your dear friend has said, among them, my Priya Sakhi is most precious and hard to get. Oh, you crooked one, in spite of that, why do you still desire to grab her, huh?" So this is Bama Prakar. So the mantra, Nalita mantra, which comes from the Sammohan Tantra, this Maha mantra bestows rag for Krishna's lotus feet. So Krishna Charan Rag Ki. Yeah. Shring Lang Lalitai Swaha. Shring Lang Lalitai Swaha. Shring Lang Lalitai Swaha. Lita Saki Ki Jai. So this is about the end of our discussion on the Sakis. There's only a few small things that... Whenever Lalita Sakhi argues with Krishna, her mouth becomes bent with ferocious anger. Whenever the arrogant gopis quarrel with Krishna, Lalita leads the conflict. She carries a flower umbrella for Radha and Krishna and decorates them with flowers and decorates the cottages where the divine couple rest at night. Lalita Sakhi holds an extremely elevated and impeccable position, being accepted by Radharani as her Shiksha Guru. Sri Radha has been described as shaking in fear. It's Lalita Biti. Lalita Biti Manini. That she shakes in fear when she has done something wrong and becomes chastised by Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Devi would chastise both Radha and Krishna, but only out of intense love and devotion in a mood of full surrender. Whenever Krishna tries to be clever and tricky with Radharani, Lalita becomes more clever and tricky, intervenes, and makes Krishna act in a nice manner. Sometimes Lalita corrects Radharani. For example, when Radha rushes out of the house to meet Krishna, Lalita tells Radha to tie her sari properly and not run because she has just ate. If anyone in Sri Braj Mandir, imagine it's like trying to stop Rajdhani by running out on the tracks. Stop, or stop the Tokyo, that express train that runs between Tokyo and Kyoto or something. It goes 250 miles an hour. It's called a bullet train or something?
Yeah, it's a bullet train.
Some bullet train goes 220 miles an hour, or, you know, 300 kilometers, you know, train. You go out there, stop please, Roko. So when Radharani gets called by Krishna's flute, the power of her love is like a bullet train to Krishna. Lalita says, "Hey, please sit down, don't run." You're just eight. Get out of the way. Like a full, you know, running down with the, you know, the fullback, you know, with the forearm on the football field, you know, knock it right out. And ball under your arm. So, it's like this. So, if the acharyas say, if anyone in Braj Mandal has even the slightest desire to serve the lotus feet of Radharani, then Lita Devi immediately fulfills that desire and takes this blessed soul directly under her protection, giving them her full shelter. This is a wonderful description of Lita Sakhi. The gopis of Vrindavan have set the standard of devotion for the whole world. It's a quotation from the Krishna book. That's how this chapter begins, the gopis. 1991. This is produced in Radhadamodar Temple in Sevakunj. The gopis of Vrindavan have set the standard of devotion for the whole world. Shrimati Radha Rani Ki Jai, Shri Chitra Sakhi Ki Jai, Shri Champak Sati Ki Jai, Shri Lalita Vishaka Sakhi Ki Jai, Shri Indulika Sakhi Ki Jai, Tungavidya Sakhi Ki Jai, Shri Rangadevi Ki Jai, Shri Sudevi Ki Jai, Asra Sakhi Vrinda Ki Jai, Asra Sakhi Shiramani Radha Rani Ki Jai, Varsana Dhamma Ki Jai, Shri Brajamuli Dhamma Ki Jai, Prem Sarovar Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radha.